Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
I'm great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What is CATA's Clean Commute Options Coordinator? What do you do?
I run the Clean Commute Options Program, which is housed here at CATA, and it's a tri-county-wide program that helps commuters traveling within our region as well as those traveling from anywhere within the state of Michigan commuting to our region with all of their transportation needs, whether it be matching them up for a carpool, vanpool, with the different bus routes, encouraging biking, walking. Anything other than driving alone is really what we encourage the community to do, and then we ask them to actively participate in cleaning our air quality for the community.
All right, I live in Williamston, and I drive alone. What would you suggest I do?
For coming from Williamston, I would recommend either if it worked for your work hours, which I think yours are a little bit earlier, but there's a Williamston Limited bus service, and also there's a possibility we could match you up for a carpool.
Now, who else is going to be up at 5 in the morning? That's what I want to know.
You never know, Tony. There's a lot of people with different shifts, especially when we have different GM workers and Sparrow and Ingham Regional Medical Center workers who have all sorts of different shifts. We have a lot of employer partners who have various shift hours throughout the day, so...
All right, well, let's talk about CATA's 2010 Clean Commute High School Challenge. What is that?
It is the first year we are incorporating the high schools into our normal challenge week, and we have the Lansing area high schools, Eastern, Everett, and Sexton, all competing for the first time to have the emptiest parking lot. And it's not just the students, but the faculty and staff as well at these high schools, and we're just asking them to choose those options like busing, carpooling, walking, biking on that day, September 22nd, it's just one day, to get to school instead of driving by themselves. So we want to have the least amount of vehicles in their parking lot, and then to ensure fairness because the high schools do have different student enrollment totals, we'll determine the winner by the greatest percentage decrease of the single passenger vehicles, and we've been counting their parking lots and the number of vehicles that they normally have there during the week anyways to try to get the biggest level of fairness. And then as a for the trophy or the program that wins, we have a trophy that's been commissioned by Jackson National Life Insurance, and it's made of all recycled materials by some local artists, Bob Pollock, Larry Stump, and Tony Feda, that features all the different modes of commuting, and the winning high school will get that trophy installed in their high school, whether it's in their lobby or some other area in their high school where people can see it. And we also have some coupons for them from Big B and Qdoba Mexican Grill for all the students who participated.
And why are you doing this?
We just really want to get people to understand the importance of choosing some cleaner transportation options, not necessarily every day. We understand people can't do that, but to really improve the air quality for our region, get the students involved in the schools, and make people aware that they can do something and they can incorporate it into their daily commuting routine to help our community's air quality and just reduce the emissions, parking, and traffic congestion.
And Kathleen, if folks want more information about the 2010 Clean Commute High School Challenge, how do they get that info?
They can go to our website at cata.org/commute challenge. Also, we are partnering with 97.5 and DJ Alabama for the High School Challenge, and that information is available as well on 97.5 Now, keyword clean. They can definitely call the Clean Commute Options office at 393-RIDE or email cleancommute@cata.org. And also, just so people are aware, this high school challenge is part of an entire challenge week where for the rest of the week we have college campuses as well as just individuals throughout the community all trying to compete for a week long to log their commutes and win the overall challenge week.
All right, Kathleen, you're killing me because you mentioned a competitor radio station. We need to get our sister station, 101.7 Mike FM, involved so we can talk about them, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kathleen. We'll be talking with you a little bit next week about this, too. Thanks so much.
Sounds great. Thank you.